Peace, family. Welcome back to the Black Abyss. As we dive deep again into our eternal selves, into our inner selves. In this episode, we will definitely touch on narcissism and the endless search for fuel. You know, as the narcissist is trying to acquire our light, trying to acquire our cosmic currency. But let's observe for a minute. What is it that these people love about us? It's the question. What is it that they love about us? It is our light. People are attracted to our light. See, when you got the light, everybody wants the light. Everybody's coming to the light. Everybody wants a piece of the light. This light is our ever-flowing, etheric love. That is what they see. It is like a beacon goes off and they come and they can sense we got the light. So, being that we have this love that just flows naturally through us, what happens is these people are using or coming to use our mental womb, right? To get our vessels to manifest and materialize the things that they want in their life. Because most people who practice narcissism, right? Or who are truly narcissists, cannot produce the things that they need in their life. So let's back up for a minute and understand that our light is also our currency. That is our money. That is our cosmic money. We have the ability to create from this place. This is what gives us the value, right? This cosmic currency, our love, right? So these people want to use our vessels and our mental wombs to produce the things in their life that they cannot alone do because they operate on a frequency of fear, right? They have lost their light. The further you move away from light, the further you are from source, the further you are from love. So when they come into our life now, you know, they come to mimic the light. But those who are not of the light, right, will get pushed out of the light eventually. So most narcissists go through a process of love bombing, right, where they begin to mirror everything we are. You say, I like ice cream, they say, I like ice cream. You say, I like museums, they say, I like museums. Because at this point, they are trying to mimic the light. But eventually, these people, right, they abandon us. After first feeding on our light by showing that they are a reflection of who we are. And because there is a sickness attached to us, we try to fix these people. We try to share our empathy with these people. But what is this sickness that's attached to us that we are fall victim to? This sickness is codependency. You see, one thing about a person who is flowing in this light is that this love is trying to reach everyone and everything. This God consciousness, this source light is trying to communicate through this vessel to touch everything and everyone. And because we operate in this light, we then fall victim to a cold dependency of trying to fix everything and everyone in our lives. So as the narcissist come, he is just coming for the ability to get the things that he needs. We are the doorway. And because you are the giver and he is the taker, it is a perfect and it is a beautiful dance, right? So this is our emotional life lesson as third dimensional beings that we go through. It's understanding our empathy, understanding our love, and understanding that there are consequences for the richness of our love and our empathy. You see, if you plug a microwave into the wall, that's called alternate and direct current. The microwave gives love and the war gives love. They share energy, an ever-flowing force of energy. However, the narcissist is a black hole. The narcissist trap our love. They trap our light and never returns it back. So, in this universal spectrum of balance and interdependency, that relationship is what we call love. So as the narcissist continues to take from us, right? They burn out our soul. So when the soul is burnt out, we lose our light. And this is why women say, that man crushed my soul, right? So now, as we lose our light, we fall into a state of longing. We fall into a state of depression, bitterness, right? Because we have given out more love than we will ever get back in a lifetime from these people. So these people tend to abandon us in our worst part of our lives. They tend to abandon us when we have fallen deeply in love and thinking that we have made an emotional connection with them. But eventually they get pushed out of the light and they have to show them true selves. So they go through a process of distorting our reality, something that they call gaslighting, by making us feel like we are the ones who did not value them, or we are the ones that were behaving in a certain way that caused them to act, right, in their neglectful and abusive ways. And because, again, at that very moment, we do not understand our power, right? We take on, right, the personality that they have ascribed to us, right? We feel as if we did something and we are responsible. This is the gaslighting feature of a narcissist. So being that we think that the love bombing stage was real with the narcissist, right? And the narcissist has then reincarnated himself in our cosmic mind. He gets to feed off our cosmic mind over and over again. Because what happens is, at that particular point when we were love bombed by the narcissist, we believe that the empathy and the connection was real. So now we have made, right, a bond with the heart of that person, which is nothing but a black hole. And we are chasing that feeling over and over again. So we allow them to continue to come back, or we allow them to continue to contact us, and we allow them to continue to, you know, abuse us in this ongoing flow of them eating off our cosmic minds, right? Because we have not yet learned the lesson of our empathy. So the initiation process that we are going through is a self-reflective one. It is the one where when our light is fully blown out and we have no more to give, this is when the empath is set on fire. The initiation process of being set on fire. Why fire? Because anything that fire touches will never remain the same again. It must transform, right? This is the enigma of pain. This is the enigma of suffering. That suffering, in fact, is the initiation process, that you will continue to suffer until you initiate yourself out of your own suffering. You will continue to suffer until you understand the reflection that the narcissist brings to you. It is not that you attract the narcissist, right? The narcissist is only a reflection about, The narcissist is only a reflection about how you feel about your own self. That is the reality. So people say, how do I feel about myself? Well, let's examine the self. We have just realized you are codependent. We have just realized you have no boundaries. Right? We have realized you have no self-love. That is the reality. This is why I always say the karma is for you and never for them. And even in the state of dealing with even somatic narcissists that are, you know, victims, which most men are victims too. Somatic narcissistic women are women who use their bodies to seduce men in order to dominate their energy. So the challenge for a somatic narcissist is not that she is attracted to you. It's not that she is likes you. It's not that she is making a connection with you, but it's the ability to draw the light from you, for to see the love in your eyes, to see the desire pour from you. They see the light in you emanating, and it is the ability to come into that light and subjugate you. Right? So even the process of even having sex with you is to subjugate you so that they can keep coming back for endless fuel, so that they can live in the cosmic mind. Because what happens with our currency? What actually happens is that they call celebrities, right? Superstars. Right? Why would they call somebody a superstar? Because stars give off energy. And the place that we were forged is from the inside of a star. We are literally star seeds. The more attention that we give a celebrity, we buy their products, we buy their garments, we watch them on TV, we talk about them, we emulate them. The more attention that we give a celebrity, the more energy they get from us. This is the position of a somatic narcissist. This is a position of a narcissist. It's the ability for them to stay in our mental womb. And even in that place, right, we become beneficial to them. Right? Because we are constantly wondering, what did we do wrong? So we see this process of continuing to feed off our light, our fuel, until we realize that we are the currency. Once we realize that we are the currency, this will upset the narcissist, and this will make the narcissist very vengeful if they can no longer feel, because it is the way that we feel about ourselves. It is the fear now, right, that is removing us from them. So they fear that we or getting ready to cut the ties. So they reemerge from time to time. And this is why our exes come back. And this is why our ex-husbands and all these people come back. Right? To make sure that they do what? To make sure that they still have access to us. That's what they want. They want to make sure that they have access to the field. It's not because they love us. They need to know that they are still in control of our vessels. And what we have to do is protect our light. It is important to protect our light. It is okay for us to say no. We have to set boundaries. We have to have the desire to no longer return back to this pain. But the initiation system only happens when the victim has no desire, right? When his desire or her desire overpowers her fear. She or he wakes up and has no desire to return back to suffering. That is the only way that we escape that third dimensional lesson. It is the reflection that is always the lesson. So please understand, family, protect your currency. Know the value of that currency, because there are people who seek out our light. They see the light and they want the light. They are coming for the light. The more light and feel you have, you will continue to have problems as you walk through your journey. Everybody wants the light. We will be back again, family, to dive deep into the black abyss. Peace.